I want to talk about Josiah. Because I really thought this was a very interesting frame. And I know you're planning a project down the road to really flesh this out more.
Yeah.
But when you mentioned in the article, when somebody thinks of reforming a church, they think of Martin Luther 95 theses on
right.
the Wittenberg chapel door.
Right.
Here you're talking more about a reformation along the lines of Josiah. So would you tell our listeners, just remind them of the biblical figure of Josiah and what his reformation was all about, and then take us into Joseph Smith being clearly aware of this as a model.
Okay, yes. The subtitle, of course, of the paper is Joseph Smith's Unfinished Reformation, and that really refers back to comments that Joseph Smith made. Joseph Smith, when he's making some sweeping changes, including announcing or pronouncing these grand fundamental principles of Mormonism in July of 1843, he says, I will have a reformation. And as you mentioned, I argue that this is not a reformation on the lines of Luther or Calvin or those folks. This is a reformation on the lines of the biblical King Josiah. Josiah was the king of Israel, actually, in the early days of the prophet Jeremiah. And in the time of Josiah, there was a book that was reportedly found in the temple that had been lost. It was supposed to have been placed near the Ark of the Covenant, and it was called the Book of the Law of the Lord. And Hilkiah, the high priest, finds this book, and he sends a messenger to Josiah saying, I found the Book of the Law of the Lord. Josiah reads it, and he's just terrified, because this is not how the religion of Israel has been lived under his reign. And so he enacts a reformation to put into practice these principles of this found book to make the religion in line with what God apparently wanted. And Joseph Smith, early in his career as prophet, very early, in March of 1829, Joseph Smith appears to have implicitly had this model in mind, or presented to him in his revelations, in DNC 5 that Joseph Smith dictates to Martin Harris in March of 29. In the original of DNC 5, DNC 5 is actually heavily edited from the original revelation. There's a very large paragraph that appears in the Book of Commandments version of the revelation that doesn't appear in the DNC. And in this paragraph, it actually declares God's intention to, quote, work a reformation among the people of Joseph Smith's generation. And specifically, it's talking about, in this context, it's talking about the bringing forth of the Book of Mormon. And so here you've got another found book, just like, you know, there's a book found in the Jerusalem temple on which Israel's religion was reformed. There's a book now found on the Hill Cumorah that's supposed to be the basis for a new reformation of Christianity. Mm-hmm. And in fact, as I mentioned also in the article, 3 years later, in DNC 84, there's also apparent reference to Josiah and his reformation. When Josiah has found this lost book, or has had it brought to him, he actually makes a covenant as the representative of his entire people. He makes a covenant that they will keep the commandments found in this book. And then in DNC 84, the people are told that they're under condemnation, quote, until they repent and remember the new covenant, even the Book of Mormon and the former commandments which I have given them, not only to say but to do, according to that which I have written. And Josiah's covenant was specifically, quote, to do according unto all that which is written. So there are definite echoes here. And And in fact, I should have mentioned that Josiah's Reformation of Israel was in fact called that in Joseph Smith's time. It was called a Reformation. That's the term that was used. Mm-hmm. And so in referring to, in DNC 5, to this Reformation, that's most likely what it would have brought to mind.
Cool. And so now later, 15 years later after DNC 5 or whatever, when Joseph Smith is in Nauvoo, and he's going to work another Reformation, he clearly has a biblical precedent of Josiah at least running through his brain.